Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Going, yellow. Oh, yeah, I'm sitting in the race car studio just down the hall here from the our regular studio, the Greasy Garage studio. So why don't we just call this a Greasy Race Car Studio, because they've actually... My PR agent is here, too. My PR director, Bobby Bieser, is here alongside my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie? They both have the email bag, and they're saying, you need to get to the emails this hour. I will. I promise I will. They're sitting to the left of me over here. Okay, you guys, just chill out, with those flags. Stop hitting me in the back of the head with the flags. Okay. Yeah, Indianapolis 500. Today, Formula One race car today. And also NASCAR, Coke 600 today. Trifecta, woo! Racing all the way, constantly. We learn a lot by racing, don't we? Well, they do, and then we get to buy the products, the best of the best. I'm proud to be behind the silver microphone. Thanks for joining me. Fasten your seatbelt, put your tray table up, prepare for takeoff, because here we go, first gear. First and foremost, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through email and phone calls and also Facebook Messenger. My address on Facebook. Go over and check out the photos. We're going to be talking about that one little photo there that says something about sulfur. Sulfur and 60%? Well, you're going to find out here in a little bit. Also, we didn't get to it. The Carolina Squat is coming up your in this hour. Taking your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to you can follow me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook. We're max at 5,000, but hey, come on, just go ahead and friend us. In case somebody, you know, drops off, something happens, we can get you in there. And you can follow me there. Thanks for following me, too. Instagram is Auto World Media. Thanks for following us there and checking up on us to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is having fun with the auto world that's out there. Auto World, how's yours been? Expensive? Cheap? I don't ever hear that. Hey, thanks. Hey, Mark, thanks for not charging me that much. I never hear that. Oh, you're welcome. I always get, what's wrong? How much is it going to cost? Are you done yet? There you go. The three. So, before we get going on this hour, I have another something for you. Here it is.
If I was a race car driver, well, I'd be right behind her. I'd be doing 90 in a 55, trying to change her mind. And if I was an airplane pilot, I wouldn't be 35,000. I'd be drawing I'm sorry in the blue sky over I-65. But if I was a betting man, say she's halfway to Birmingham, on the phone with her mama and them, cussing me to hell and back again. I bet she's got a radio on, singing something about moving on. I put a $100 on her, never coming back again, if I was a betting man.
It's one thing we all enjoy is our radios. The radio in that automobile, your auto world has to have a radio. That's all there is to it. And with that, I want to give you something this hour right off the bat. I have for you the safest cars for your teenage driver. Shared with some of those to you, we're going to go to the top of the list. Let's do it right now. There's been quite a difference. If you did not get the information on the first hour, well, I'll share it with you again just real quick. Road fatalities have rose 10% in 2021, folks. Teen road deaths have followed the same pattern, increasing 11% in 2021. So we want to make sure that you get the right automobile for your teenager. First car is always the best. It really is. They'll never forget it. It's memorable. It literally is. They can tell their friends from here on out, like me, I still have mine. Solid metal, 65 Dodge Coronet, 440. And people want the thing now. What's up with that? Anyway, two-door hardtop. Back then, the insurance company my dad tried to get, he had all his insurance with one company, his house, his life, his cars, everything. They wanted to cancel him because when he said, I would like to insure my son Mark with his 65 Dodge Coronet, put him on my policy, they canceled him. All because there was too much horsepower underneath the bonnet. For you folks over across the pond, thanks for tuning in. You folks here are under the hood. So anyway, I had to be careful. They insured me, but I had to be very, very careful the way I drive. So let's do it. The best choices for your teenager. Best choices. In the small car category, these are used. These are all used cars. This is brought to you and bringing it to you from Consumer Reports. They teamed up with IIHS. Do you know what that stands for? It's the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Both of them came together. Here they are. The best small car for your teenager. The Ford C-Max Hybrid. 2014 20 through 2016. It's going to cost you, used price, coast to coast, U.S. wide, as we are here on Auto World, $10,000. But the best small car is the Mazda 3 sedan or hatchback, 2014 through 2020, built after October 2013. That price on that car is the best. For the small car, is $9,100. Now, let's get to the best choices for the mid-size cars for your teenagers. I'll go up the list from number 3 on up. This is mid-size cars, the Subaru Outback 2015 through 2018, and also the 2022. Now, one pattern here, you notice I'm telling you the years because not every single year is the best. Period. I've said this before on the auto repair side. So, you know, yes, there's some bad Subarus out there, folks. Certain year and certain model is not good. But let's get back to the best car for your teenagers. Subaru Outback, 2015 through 2018. 2022, price roughly is about $12,200. Going up the list for the midsize cars, the Mazda 6, midsize car, 2014 through 2018. $10,200 is what this will cost you. Now, the midsize car, number one on the midsize car is the Subaru Legacy. Here's the years, 2013 through 2021, built after August 2012. Price? $7,800 is it. The Subaru Legacy midsize car wins it. Now, small SUVs, let's go up the list. And this is, the bottom is the Toyota RAV4. We talked about that on the first and second hour. Now, the Honda HR-V is coming up the list. That would be number 5 on the list, 2017 or newer. And that is built after March 2017, about $16,000. Then you got the Honda CR-V is a good one, 2015 or newer. Runs about $15,200. Then we go up the list to Mazda, number 3rd spot. Mazda CX-3, 2016 or a 2019, $13,900. Number 2 coming in on the small SUV list for the best car for SUV for your teenagers, the Mazda CX-5. Looks like Mazda's winning everything here. Mazda CX-5, 2014 or newer. Built after October 2013. Price, $11,800. Number one, this will surprise you. The number one used car for your teenager under the category of small SUV is the Volvo XC60. 2013 or a 2017, $9,600. And yes, Consumer Reports did say that the price means a lot. Yeah, absolutely it does. Now, let's get to the midsize SUVs. Not the large one. Midsize for the best for your teenager is the Acura RDX Toyota Highlander. 2014 or newer on the Toyota Highlander. $17,100 rough in price. Hyundai Santa Fe Sport is 1 year, 2018. Period. It's number 2 on the list. $15,700 is what that's going to cost you. And the number one midsize SUV for your teenager is the Nissan Murano. It's 2015 or newer. Price, $12,400. That is Consumer Reports and the IIHS's report. Get those cars for your teenagers. We're going to take a short break. We come back 10 and 2 in a different way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Right there. Hey, when you want to go drag race, get on the drag strip in your local town and go for it. That way it's legal, and you won't see any lights flashing behind you. Hey, welcome back into Auto World, the race car, greasy race car studio today. Why? Well, because triple effect, I guess we could call it, right there. We had three races going today, and Indianapolis 500, of course, is one of my favorites, along with the NASCAR and Formula One. It's like I had to have three TVs on the wall, and I had to watch all three of them at the same time. Now, there's a circus act right there. It's good to have you back. I'm Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World. I want to do a little shout-out here. I had this trivia question out here that name one thing these cars do not have. The Indy car, Formula One car, and a NASCAR. One of our great charter members, Trey, gets us on email here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. He says, speedometer, none of them had them. Love the show. Thanks, Trey. And Trey, thank you. I appreciate it. Also, congratulations. He sold his dad's Cadillac just yesterday. It's a tough day. His dad passed away. And Trey, I'm sorry again to hear that. I'm happy that you did get your dad's Cadillac to a good home. And it's going to be going down the road again, and your dad will be happy. That's what it's all about. So congratulations on that, and stay in touch with your owner, the new owner of the Cadillac, and maybe that new owner can maybe give you a ride every so often, huh? Absolutely. And Trey, thanks again. He's listening to us down in southern Illinois area, I believe, on an app. So thanks again, Trey. And then also, I've got another answer. Name one thing these cars do not have: the Indy 500, the Formula One car, and the NASCAR. And Kim gets us, and she is in Salt Lake City listening to us on, right there in Salt Lake City, right there, and listening to us on K-Talk, AM 1640, KBJA, KBJA, K-Talk, AM 1640, right there in Sandy, Kearns, Ogden, Salt Lake City. And Kim says a horn. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no horn. But, and then Greg earlier said turn signals. So why do these cars cost so much? What's going on? They don't have a back seat. They don't have any upholstery on the side doors. They don't have turn signals, no horn, no speedometer. Oh, race car engine. That's why. I think they need a horn. I think it'd be... There's our horn. Wouldn't it be awesome if the Indianapolis 500 car honked his horn as he was going around the other driver? Oh, yeah, we got to get a horn. Hey, wait a minute, that's the Ooga horn. We've got sitting in for Eddie, the engine emailer. He's sitting in, and his name is, well, he's my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Thank you. Who cares, Willie? Let me get in the email bag. He sent it right there in front of me. Thank you. Let me get in there and see if I can get an email. See if we can stump the chump. There it is. There's one. See if I can read it on the air. Nope. Okay, so let's. Okay, when I say I can't read it on the air, I'm going to still help you, okay, Karen? But let me dig in there and get another one. Okay. That means if... thank you, too, by the way, Karen. I do appreciate that. She did a comment. But she says on the email, do not read it live on the air, but please help me anyway. And I always will. I always will. So let's do it. Just climb in there and get us another one. Oh, there's one. Let's see if we can read this one on the air. Yeah. Now, if you do, yeah, 911, folks, just put 911 on your emails, and I'll get to you right now. That means that Eddie, the engine emailer, when he gets back Tuesday, he goes through the emails first. I don't. When he sees 911, he gets them to my desk, and I get to you as soon as possible. And just so you know, if you want to change your name, do. Okay? I don't share it with anybody else at all. I mean, it's like Greg here the second hour that called in, listening to us on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. I mean, the guy lives on Mars. That was his address. See, that's how you do that, okay? And then give me your real address and I can get some gift to you. Okay, I can read this one. And this is from Mary out of Santa Cruz. Cool. Santa Cruz, California. So if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just put it on there. Don't read it live, but help anyway, and I will do that. So your privacy is my main concern. This email says, Mark, help. My car is doing some weird things. Sometimes it starts and sometimes it makes a grrr sound before it starts. I looked at the battery. It looks new. Is there a way I can tell how old it is? Question mark. And How do you think it could be my battery, or do you think it could be my starter? Oh, I'm driving a 2001 Chevy Malibu. Thanks for a fantastic show. I listen every week on KBO. No, excuse me, not KBOI. In Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is. Let's do a shout out to our great Auto World affiliate there in Santa Cruz, and that. It's not. It's KSCO AM 1040 right there. Red Hot News Talk right there in Monterey, Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, and everyone in that area. And I thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Thanks for all you guys and everybody there listening, tuning in. Santa Barbara, Monterey, beautiful. Monterey, not Santa Barbara. Monterey and Santa Cruz area. Beautiful area, that ocean. I like to go down to Pebble Beach, so absolutely, definitely. So, Mary, here's what's going on. Here's the best way to look to see if your battery, yes, batteries are enclosed pretty tight anymore. That means that they stay clean. So I want you to look for a little round little sticker. It's about the size of our thumbnail. And on that sticker, you'll see it's usually a white background, it sticks out and you can see it. It'll show a number or a letter. And that first letter, A, would be for January, for example. Z, going through the alphabet, A, B, C, D. So January, February would be a B. And then, of course, it wouldn't have a Z, but because there's not that many months in the year. But they use the letters to tell you what month that battery was born. And then there should be a year. B11, with a slash in between there. So that would be January. That would be February of 2011. Now, look for that, and then you're going to have to probably take the casing and all the stuff around it away so you can see. Chevy Malibu, you shouldn't have to be able to do that. It's over on the driver's side. It's tucked back up in there with those side terminals. You should be able to see it right there where the side terminals are, is where they like to put the stickers. And then here's another little Auto World tip, though, folks. When you do buy a battery, that will have that little round sticker on there, and take it off and put it on the side of the battery for later use. That, just like Mary here, it's not a federal law that you can, you can take the sticker off. You're not going to end up in prison. Take the sticker off and put it on a side of the battery that you can read it in 3 to 4 years. Find out the date stuff there, Mary, and take a look. We're going to take a little short break, come back, and help Mary a little bit more with the battery and the starter, and we'll get that grrr out of her Chevrolet Malibu.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. South Carolina Democratic Representative James Clyburn says he hasn't seen all the details of the debt ceiling deal yet, but he's glad a tentative agreement has been reached.
I'm very comfortable that we can get to on both sides of the aisle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the agreement in principle last night after a phone call with President Biden. Senator Lindsey Graham's calling the defense budget a joke in the debt ceiling agreement that was reached yesterday.
What I will not do is adopt the Biden defense budget and call it a success.
Speaking of Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling but not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. The Boston Celtics are forcing a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics won a thriller against the Miami Heat 104-103 yesterday, thanks to Derek White's putback as time expired. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sunny days coming up right here, right now.
Woo!
Warm. Make sure that air conditioner is working. If it's not working, give me a holler, okay? Just give me a holler, scream at me at this time right here at Auto World, and that's email is always good, folks. So if you get out there tomorrow and the air conditioner's not working, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. Appreciate you being here. Okay, let's go back to Mary in Santa Cruz, California, listening to us on KSCO AM 1080. Red hot news talk right there, folks. Right there in Santa Cruz and Santa Clara and Monterey. She's got a she's driving a 2001 Chevrolet Malibu here. She's telling me here there's something about battery, so meaning that it's growing on her when she goes to start it. Mary, side post batteries in the General Motors products, yuck. They've got white fuzz on the positive battery terminal. They have a little 5/16 inch size bolt that's no longer than the thumbnail on my right thumb. So it's all corroded up. I bet you that's the first thing we got to look at. We're talking about before the break a little round sticker. Look at the sticker. See how old it is. First letter is the month. second number is the year, and period. If you see that 3 years back, you're done. Most batteries are a three-year battery. You're lucky if you have a five-year battery in there. And do batteries really last all the way up to their warranty? No. So you probably got a worn-out battery causing it to gur. But I want the battery terminals clean. I want you to check the date on the battery. And again, if it's past 3 years, get rid of it. Get a new one in there. And it's not your starter. Because you're saying that sometimes it starts and makes a gurr sound. Okay. Now, is the starter, though, getting the power from the battery? So check out, see if you got white frosting on the positive battery cable. If you do, that's why it's gurring. The starter's not getting the juice, the resistance that it needs. So get those batteries. If those terminals are clean and the battery's only a year old, well, now I want to talk about putting a starter on the battery, having you get in there and start it and check the amp draw on the starter. And if the amp draw is really low at that point because you've got a new battery in there and there's no white fuzz, and let's throw a starter in there. Mary, appreciate it. Thank you. Great question. Thanks for the compliment. Fantastic show. Thank you. Appreciate that. Listening to us on KSCO AM 1080, Red Hot News Talk, right there in Santa Cruz, California. Send me back an email address, Mary, and I'll get you a little gift basket out, and we'll be getting that car looking good, that Chevy Malibu. Now, folks, we put it up there on our social network and all, and, well, I'm going to get to the sulfur here in just a little bit, but first off, how about this Carolina squat? What's this all about? A little fun news story here. Well, South Carolina legislators for common sense by banning the Carolina squat. What is it? Oh, yeah. The infamous truck mod, the Carolina squat, will soon be illegal in the state of South Carolina in 2023. Yep. What it does, it positions the front end pointing towards the moon and the back end squatting and dragging the ground. South Carolina says no more. No more. Now, the state is joining also North Carolina and Virginia in banning the customization trend, making it illegal in two states to bear this squat. No more squatting the trucks, guys, gals, come on. It's against the law. What happens is you can't see out of the vehicle when you're driving it. They got the airbags on it. They got the front end up pointing towards the moon. They got the back end dragging, and it's scraping, causing maybe a fire with some sparks. Carolina squat is what it's called. No more. They're illegal now. That's what it's about. Trying to keep you safe is what they're trying to do. Absolutely. Before the garage door goes down, though, I want to get over here to our Facebook page, and you'll see that picture that we have up of that little outdoor picture, a little bit of Yellowstone there. Absolutely. You know, if you've never been to Yellowstone, you folks know about the steam and the sulfur smell and all that. Stellantis, they're changing it up. I know a lot of you are talking about the EVs, mad about mining our planet to make the batteries. Stellantis invests in a new way of making an EV battery, lithium and sulfur EV battery technology. Yep. Stellantis is using their venture capital fund to invest in a California company to develop and commercialize a product, and it's lithium sulfur EV battery production and lightweight composites out of sulfur. Now, lithium sulfur batteries do not use nickel, cobalt, or magnesium in their battery substrate, folks, resulting in an estimated 60% lower carbon footprint than today's best-in-class batteries. Now, the company that they're teaming up with, Lyten, believes the technology creates a pathway to achieve the lowest emissions EV battery on the global market. On our planet, raw materials for the lithium sulfur batteries have the potential to be sourced and produced in North America, also Europe. We have a lot of sulfur in the ground. They found this out. So, no more coming your way from Stellantis. They're going to start using sulfur and get away from not using the other three components: magnesium, It's just one of them. What's the other one? What's the other two? We've talked about it. I'm just pointing this out to let you know that, in fact, once they start doing this, the lithium-sulfur batteries have a potential delivery of twice the energy density of a lithium-ion battery, the payload improving lightweight vehicle composites lighter. And at that point, it looks like maybe we might all have a lithium-sulfur battery in our cell phones that's coming. In our RC cars. But the main biggest thing of it is they're not going to be mining for nickel, cobalt, or magnesium because they don't need it. Sulfur. I don't know. Maybe, congratulations, Stellantis, but maybe sulfur out of a diesel exhaust that I've been driving behind this last week. Ugh, it smells like sulfur. Whew. Wowza. Yeah. Sulfur. Batteries. They last a long time. Can you imagine? Would they smell like sulfur when I go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a little round watch battery for my watch? Would my wrist start to smell like sulfur, I wonder? Who knows? We'll find out. But we're going to go to a short break here in just a little bit. When we come back, I'm going to talk about $4.3 billion right next to $5.5 billion. And what's this all about? We're going to talk a little bit about that, of course. And also, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel in a different kind of a way. Kind of a cute little of a way. We're going to be doing that when we come back. Also coming up on the end of the program, a word with Mark. Stay tuned. Good to have you here. $4.3 billion. Right next to $5.5 billion. Woo, that's some cash.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
But things aren't so bad, 'cause I got a Galaxy 500.
Yeah, before you know it, you'll be driving that Galaxy on Mars. Why not? Oh, it was a couple years back when a car manufacturer said, we need to do this. Let's call it brain-powered. A thinking man figure seen in a 1989 Geo advertisement. A figure with a bald-headed gentleman with lines on his head showing quality, performance, etc., etc. And who was it for? It was for the brand new 1989 Geo. G-E-O. Oh, yeah. It started back in 1989. Distributed. It was Japanese, but distributed by Chevrolet dealers. Oh, listen to this. Three-cylinder Metro LS. That was one model. Had a five-speed. Miles per gallon in the city were 46. 50 on the highway. Automatic transmission, if you had an automatic behind that three-cylinder in the brand-new 1989 Geo, it got 38 in the city and 40 on the highway with the automatic transmission. You not only had the Metro, but you had the Geo Spectrum. Oh, yeah. And then came the four-wheel drive Geo Tracker back in 1989. Geo Prism. Do you still have one? I have a client that still has one, and I still repair it, and it still is going and going and going and going and going. Three-cylinder. 50 miles to the gallon. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, 10 and 2 in a different way. There's a picture on our Facebook social media. Mark Evans is the address on the Facebook side. Instagram is Auto World Media, Auto World Radio on Facebook. It's a picture of a dog driving a car, and he's seat-belted in. What's going on? 10-2. Well, a man attempts to avoid a DUI arrest by swapping seats with his dog. He put his dog on the driver's seat. There's two things dogs hate. The sound of fireworks, of course. They don't like it. And being told, you're a bad boy. Or a bad girl. But taking the fall for your owner for a DUI arrest could be added to the new list of what dogs hate. It happened in Springfield, Colorado. Yep, Springfield Police Department. The officers conducted a traffic stop after a vehicle was spotted traveling 52 miles per hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. Normally, after being pulled over, the driver presents, you know, the officer, driver's license plates, proof of insurance, thank you. Well, the driver of this attempted pullover pulled a fast one by swapping seats with his dog, claiming that the pup is a real responsible party in this situation. My dog can drive the car. See? He even had his dog seat belted in. The officer said, does the dog have a valid driver's license? Proof of insurance? Well, the male in the passenger seat had been showing clear signs of intoxication, according to the Springfield Police Department. A little bit of drinking going on, a little bit of alcohol in that male party. The officer said, well, sorry, but your dog's not going to get you out of this one. So it went on from there. Well, guess what? The male party was unable to, flee far away. Got out of the passenger seat and took off and running. Meanwhile, the dog was barking at both of them. Didn't know what was going on, and the dog had his sunglasses on the whole entire time. How did the dog get out of the seatbelt is what I want to know. Anyway, it happened. He did get a DUI. The dog, though, come out. Yes, no one was hurt. The dog was okay. The dog was fine. The police officers kept the dog at the police station, took care of the, put the, his owner, the passenger, in the clink while the dog was staying around the police station and turned into the police station dog. The dog never did get hurt, and the dog was not drunk. What a story. Okay, with that, it's time to get, I want to know what the heck is going on for, how much money? Well, Hyundai has got $4.3 billion in an EV battery plant coming into the United States. Yep. They teamed up. Hyundai and LG Energy Solution are partnering together on a brand new $4.3 billion EV battery production facility just outside Georgia. The new joint venture, folks, follows the trend of foreign automakers, of course, as I've been talking about, setting up EV and battery production in the United States to take advantage of much as you know, 7,500 in federal tax credits that you want when you buy an EV. Now, as I stated earlier, for how big is the pile? $4.3 billion sitting next to? Well, the new battery plant will be adjacent to Hyundai Motor America's new $5.5 billion plant that will be built. We'll build new electric Hyundai, the Genesis, and perhaps Kia models. So you've got $5.5 billion plant right across the street from the $4.3 billion plant. Wowza. That's some money. Now, a lot of these deals are already acting as partners with other companies like General Motors and Ford. They have their partnerships going. Of course, as you know, building plants to build batteries. But Hyundai is serious. If I'm doing my math right, 5.5 plus 4.3, that would be, what's he, 8, 9, is that 9.8 billion? Wowza. Now, Hyundai officials, just about a year ago, they revealed plans to spend about $7.4 billion. They've upped the ante, haven't they? Yep. About a year ago, they revealed plans, $7.4 billion electrification efforts in the United States. Well, now they're saying that they're going to go ahead and go one more notch. They're going to go ahead and do a full $14.8 billion. I'm holding it to you, Hyundai. 14.8, I'm writing that down right now. Total. So, their plant will be able to produce a 30 GWH of capacity once it's up and running at full speed. At the beginning and the end of the 2025 is the earliest year they're talking about, 2025. This will be ready to actually have enough batteries, I understand, from Hyundai to build 300,000 electric vehicles every single year. So that's what that those billions are going to be doing. So they're ramping it up, and they're going to be doing it. The vehicles, the production is Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis EV models, period. That's what they're going to offer you. And they're spending the money. So you think about that, and I do, of course, with not in a lot of different ways, but I think about the dollars that they're spending. $14.8 billion is what they're promising total now. So you do know they're going to get that money, of course, from you when you buy a car, but their prices of their Hyundais and Kias are well-priced under everybody else. Just food for thought for this hour of Auto World. Appreciate you being here.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week, the word is thankful. Thank you on this Memorial Day weekend to all that serve for us to be free to travel from neighborhood to neighborhood, from city to city, from state to state. I'm thankful for the freedom. Are you? Some of us travel abroad too. Freedom. Thankful. Thank you for all that serve. Relax and reflect with your family and friends this weekend. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.